Not that long ago, an atheist in Florida hired an attorney to enter a discrimination suit against the state of Florida, saying that the government was discriminating against atheists because atheists had no official recognized holiday. Legal counsel argued masterfully, saying, "Your Honor, Christians have Christmas and Easter, Jews have Passover, Hanukkah, and Yom Kippur, Muslims have Ramadan, there's even Kwanzaa. To avoid any bias or discrimination, I urge the court to establish a national holiday for atheists." After weighing all of the evidence, the wise judge made his ruling. The judge said, "After careful deliberation, I have discovered that atheists already have a national holiday." "We do," the atheist responded. The judge says, "Yes, you do. It's April the 1st. Because the Bible says in Psalm 14, verse 1, the fool says in his heart, there is no God." Now, as far as I can discover, this story is itself an April Fool's Day joke. But this morning on Easter Sunday, which happens to fall this year on April the 1st, we do not come as fools who say there is no God. We come on this Easter Sunday to profess our faith that there is a God who loved us so much that he sent us his own beloved Son so that all who believe in him might not perish but might have eternal life. We come on this Easter Sunday and profess our faith in Jesus Christ. Not that Jesus existed. Everybody knows that Jesus existed. But to profess our faith that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is God. On this Easter Sunday, we renew our baptismal promises and profess that Jesus Christ suffered, died, and rose from the dead in order to save us from sin and death. We are not fools. On the contrary, we are here this morning because we believe in the resurrection from the dead. St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 14 to 19, he says, "If Christ has not been raised from the dead, then our preaching is in vain. It's pointless. It's useless. If Christ has not been raised from the dead, your faith is in vain, is pointless. If Christ has not been raised from the dead, then we are false witnesses of God because we testified against God that he raised Christ who he did not raise." St. Paul says that we've committed perjury. We've testified falsely under oath. If Christ has not been raised, then you're still in your sins. If Christ has not been raised, then those who have died in Christ have perished. If Christ has not been raised, then, he concludes, we are the most pitiful of men. But as it is, St. Paul says, Christ has been raised from the dead. And since Christ has been raised from the dead, our sins are forgiven, our faith is not in vain, and our brothers and sisters who have died are really alive. As it is, Christ has been raised from the dead. It is not fantasy, fiction, fake, or false. It is not pretend, make-believe, or some cleverly concocted myth. It is not an April Fool's Day joke. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Alleluia.